the parish church of St. Gallus. At the center of the village, connected to the old town hall, rises another remarkable building that uniquely combines history, faith, and regional identity, the parish church of St. Gallus. Often affectionately referred to as the Little Cathedral on the Main, it has shaped the townscape for centuries and can be seen from far away. Its origins reach far back into history. A church on this very site was first documented as early as the year 903. The present church was largely built in the early 16th century under the direction of Hans Bock, master builder of Würzburg Cathedral, and was later expanded under Prince Bishop Julius Echter. Looking upward, the striking tower immediately catches the eye. Its lower stories, dating from the 13th century, are crowned by the characteristic Echterspitze, which became a landmark feature of many churches throughout Franconia. Stepping inside, one is greeted by a bright and impressive interior. Slender Gothic windows line the walls, bathing the church in a distinctive light. The church was built as a late Gothic three-aisled hall church, spacious, open, and harmoniously proportioned. A particular highlight is the high altar from the year 1617, created by the sculptor Georg Brenk. It is considered one of the most significant regional works of art from its time. The windows, relics, and depictions of St. Gallus also tell stories, including the legend of the Irish monk Gallus, who, according to tradition, once encountered a bear and shared his bread with it. Its location directly beside the main river is a reminder of how closely church, trade, and daily life were connected here. Wine, stone, and market activity brought wealth and prestige to the town. Yet the proximity to the river also brought repeated flooding. To this day, markings inside the church bear witness to past floods. Today, St. Gallus is not only a place of faith, but also a living piece of Franconian culture, filled with music, prayer, and community.